English Across the Pond.
Hello, 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 dear English Across the Pond listeners. Welcome back to another episode of English Across the Pond. My name is Jennifer, and I am your co-host from the US.
And my name is Dan, and I am your co-host from England.
You are listening to English Across the Pond, which is so much more than just this podcast experience. In fact, you are going to get the complete English experience using this audio podcast episode. English Across the Pond offers you weekly lessons with us, two native speaking teachers. Every week for every episode, we create a study plan with seven exercises, an English goal, and focused grammar for each episode to improve and practice your English fluency. The best part is that we have speaking and writing practice for you that involves video feedback from us. Yes, that is right. So you can use this episode to learn about common themes and topics in English, improve your vocabulary, practice listening, review all of the skills you need for fluency, and end the week with speaking and writing practice and video feedback. If you want to be a part of this complete English experience, then you can become a Gold member today. Go to our website, EnglishAcrossThePond.com, and click subscribe. You can also go to EnglishAcrossThePond.com/Gold. Join our Gold member community and start practicing with us today, right now. Dan, today I am taking something out of your playbook, my friend.
Okay, do it.
I am starting this episode, this beautiful episode, with a quote.
Oh, yeah, good. I like quotes.
I know you do. Mm. So this is from the fabulous Pablo Picasso.
Wow.
The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away.
Wow. Mind blown. Yeah. Good.
So obviously I chose this quote because today's episode topic is the meaning of life. And I want to dive into your soul today and find out why you do what you do.
Yeah. And yeah, it's not often that I feel slightly apprehensive before our podcasts, but knowing the title was the meaning of life and knowing that you were going to say, like, Dan, what's the meaning of life? I'm not sure I know. But finding your gift, you know, if we go back to Mr. Picasso, finding your gift, well, maybe, you know, maybe, well, first of all, sorry, this is a bit zigzaggy, but next, well, do you know how old I am this year? What my birthday is?
I think you're 21. Right?
50.
Woo! We're going to the bar.
50.
50.
And you know how many years I will have been teaching this year? 25.
Oh.
Now, maths is not my strongest suit, but I think this year I will have been teaching for half my life. So, my gift
that's
is teaching.
Crazy.
I know it is. Yeah, I realised at the weekend, I went, hold on, 50 divided by 25. Wow. So I think hopefully my gift is teaching, my gift to the world. And of course, I spend a lot of time teaching teachers, hopefully teaching our beautiful pond community. I'm trying to give it away.
Well, we give it away every week, Friday. For
yeah, we
free.
Do. Give it away.
Right?
Yeah, literally.
We literally give it away. To yeah. We give it as a gift to the world.
So what's your gift then?
Oh.
Is it your singing?
La, 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 la. This is my episode, meaning
sorry.
I don't have to be in the spotlight. I don't have to be in the hot seat.
Yeah, okay.
But I want to go back. I will answer your question later. But to wrap up this kind of idea, do you agree with Mr. Pablo Picasso, as you say? Picasso, what is your meaning of life? Like, why do you wake up every day?
Yeah, I think this is not directly answering your question, but there's a one in 2 trillion chance that we're born human and not, say, fish or fly or, you know, whatever, monkey. Mm-hmm. So I feel very lucky to have been born a human. Well, having said that, I've never been a ladybird. It could be great. But I don't know the meaning of life. Like, why are we here? I think maybe to make the most of our chance and you know, and to try to make the world a better place, maybe? Is that a bit faffy?
No. I mean, if that's like truly what you believe, I think that's amazing.
Yeah. I think we should leave a legacy behind and leave positivity behind. You know, I read something a few years ago and it said that in the old days, we go back like 100 years and 200 years, 250 years. In your life, Jennifer, you wouldn't actually meet that many different people because there were no cars and no trains and things. So you'd have a very...
No social media. No Instagram.
Social media, yeah. So you'd have a very close circle and they would know you and they would know that you were a good person. In the 21st century, most people that we come across, we only pass them for a fleeting moment. So if you hold the door open for that person or smile at that person, that's the only chance you've ever got to leave your legacy for those people in the train station or on the bus or in the cafe or something. When you say, can I carry that for you, is that heavy, can I help? So I think it's very important that we leave little bits of love wherever we go.
Oh my gosh, that is so perfect. I wish I'd never
read this newspaper article, because now everywhere I go I think, gotta smile, gotta leave a good legacy.
I'm leaving my legacy. You should start winking at people.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, and going, hi, hello, can I help? And they're like, no, I don't need your help. I'll help anyway.
I think about that a lot for like struggling moms in a grocery store.
Yeah.
I think they need your legacy the most.
Yeah. I'm there. So long as they don't see me as a nuisance, you know.
Yes. But another quote from Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah.
The meaning of life is not simply to exist, to survive, but to move ahead, to go up, to achieve, to conquer.
Boom. Now, you see, that's more like it.
But when do you read and interpret that as to achieve, to conquer, like to be the best, or can that be interpreted in different ways?
Could you say it again, please? Just the last bit.
I'll just read the whole thing make sure. The meaning of life is not simply to exist, to survive, but to move ahead, to go up, to achieve, to conquer.
Well, conquer our fears. Conquer is quite an aggressive word. We normally think of it as sort of militarily, but, you know, we conquer our fears and achieve our goals. So, no, you could interpret that, I believe, any way you wish to. And yeah, it's good that, you know, to move forward and to move things on. And of course, it's getting difficult now because there's no guarantee that the next generation will be as wealthy or have as many opportunities as the generation before, which has been happening consistently since the mid 20th century. Suddenly now, it may be harder to move forward than ever before. Sorry, everyone. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Don't want to be a Debbie Downer.
Debbie Down, every party loves a pooper. That's why we invited you. Yep, see, there's my gift, singing for the world.
Yeah, nice. There you go. Yeah.
So good. We've kind of touched on a couple of things, right? Yeah. You know, finding your gift, giving that gift away.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Leaving your legacy.
Yeah.
Is the meaning of life ever easy to define as like, one word? Like, the meaning of life is happiness, is success, is wealth, is health, You know, do you think it's possible to sum it up in one word?
Football.
Ah, I disagree. Soccer. But hey.
Well, yeah, but I mean, potentially, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I can. For me, health is a very good one, I suppose. But, you know, we take health for granted. But then if you could do one word, that word would be very different for different people, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, maybe if I were interpreting what you said, I'd say your meaning of life is leaving a legacy.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think that it's one of those things where it's the similar, I might get lost doing this, but it's a similar thing where I don't want to be famous, but I'd like to be so good at something, like being a surgeon or a pianist, a violinist, that you are so good and so helpful and so good at the violin that, you know, fame comes because of a byproduct of your skill. And at the same time, I want to be so good at something that you leave a legacy. I'm not particularly committed to sort of like building a statue or sort of digging a big hole that this is the hole that Dan dug. But I would like to be remembered for having done good. But that's not why I'm doing good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do good, but you're not doing good for the acknowledgement.
Thank you.
You're doing it because you want to be doing it.
Yeah. That's exhausted me now, remembering all of that.
Yeah. So you do what you do to leave a legacy. You do what you do to leave a legacy, to be a better person, to create a better world.
Yeah, but also a lot of what I do is to hopefully inspire and encourage and educate my daughter.
Yeah.
And that's nothing to do with leaving a legacy, but ironically, she will, I guess, inevitably be my biggest legacy.
Yeah. So this is kind of getting a little off topic, it's a kind of a controversial thing.
Mm.
And I'm just going to say it.
Mm.
A lot of women, and it really happens a lot, I find, with women. Again, right. This could go into an even bigger controversial issue, like sexism and feminism. We're not going to go there, but a lot of women get a hard time. They get a lot of grief if they don't want kids.
Mm.
I find that women get a lot more of those questions, like, what? You don't want to have kids? You don't want to have a family? Where men don't really get that question as often.
Sure.
For couples, for families who don't want to have kids, you know, do you think their meaning of life is different?
Yeah.
What do you... Could you, have children, so I know you're not in that situation, but can you elaborate on that, or can you?
Well, I know a couple of couples, one quite a bit older and one sort of like younger than me, and they do lots of things about being environmentally friendly because they have more time for that sort of thing and living a more sort of conscientious, you know, life. So, yeah, there's different ways, you know, and I think once you've had a kid, once you've got a kid, then, you know, of course everything changes, but it doesn't mean that you're not leaving as, I guess, just as valid a legacy without having children. I mean, it's completely different, but I don't think it's less valid. You go, people without kids, whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
What are they called? Is there a name for people, for couples who don't have kids?
Kidless.
The kidless people.
Yeah. Because that was one of my questions, you know, is the meaning of life ... starting a family ? And so I like what you said in the beginning, that it's gonna be different for everybody. Everyone's meaning and purpose of life is different.
Yeah. Well, particularly if, like, for example, if you haven't literally got enough to eat today.
What do you mean?
Well, if you are really struggling, you haven't got a house, or, you know, I think you'd have a very different outlook on life, as in the meaning of life is survival, or the meaning of life is simply being, not being hungry, or, you know, so there's all sorts of different ways to look at it.
To interpret it.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, you know, like Bill Gates, he became the richest man in the world, and now he's busy giving it all away. I mean, it all depends on our circumstances, you know. So I'm sure there's probably as many meanings of life as there are people.
Yeah. When I was kind of looking for quotes, like the meaning of life type quotes, there was one that I saw that was pretty funny that was like, every time I find the meaning of life, they change it. Or like something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I think that you kind of made a good point too with like Bill Gates or whatever. He, at one point, his meaning of life was probably, you know, building the empire that he wanted to build and leaving, you know, this tech legacy to where once he kind of reaches that goal, I think maybe that meaning can shift. Maybe the gift just becomes different as you grow. Your gifts can grow and evolve.
Well, I guess, I mean, maybe he's an extreme example. One, make the most money in the world. Two, give it all away. But I think our meanings of life evolve and develop as we grow older, don't they?
Yes.
As we naturally change and develop.
Yeah. Do you feel that how you live every day, you know, the actions you do, the conversations you have.
Whoa.
Am I getting too deep here?
You have very high expectations.
You know, I hear that a lot.
Hey, well, you didn't. Just finish what you were. What?
Do you feel that your kind of day-to-day routine is a reflection of what your overall meaning of life is?
No, I wish. But, you know, of course, I procrastinate. There's this stupid game on the iPad I play too much. I'm going to watch football later when I should probably read a book. So, no, not particularly. But, like, you know, we're all we're all doing our best. But, you know, and I'm trying. You know, I think the good thing is that I know that I'm trying to be better. And, you know, I think it's easy. It's very easy to be negative about your day or your week or indeed your progress in English. And yes. Very rarely do we sit down and say, actually, I think I'm pretty good at English. You know, we just don't do that. And we don't often say, actually, today I was really had a productive day. But I'm trying my best.
Well, I gotta say, you know, that I have to disagree with you when you were like, no, I'm not. Like, you do stuff on your iPad or you should be reading. Instead, you're doing X. Like, I'm going to disagree and say all of that is definitely part of your meaning of life. Because for you to, you know, leave a positive legacy, for you to inspire, you must be inspired. You know, for you to like smile at someone on the street, like you've got to feel that smile from within. You forcing it would just kind of be.
Yeah.
I don't think it would do anyone any good. So then that game on the iPad, if it's like bringing you pleasure, go for it. You
Not
know?
Really. Oh, no, I'm joking.
It's like a mindless addiction. Yes. I hate those. What is it? What game?
It's what's it called? Is it Gar? Oh, just a minute. I've got it here. I'll tell you in a second. It's on my wife's iPad.
Yeah, my wife's game. I know that boy.
And I don't actually ever play it except for like the 48 hours a day when I do play it. It's called I've got to turn it on. Hold on.
So the meaning of life is, I feel like there's like a drum roll as you
Gardenscapes.
I've never heard of it.
Don't
bother. Now, thank you, Gardenscapes. Or I should say, you're welcome, Gardenscapes. Now you're your stats are going to go through the roof with this recommendation.
Yeah,
all of our listeners are going to be checking it out, huh?
Free advertising. But before we run out of time, the meaning of life is finding a gift and the purpose of life is giving it away. What's your gift?
I sincerely think that my gift is... I really hope.
Yeah.
My gift is inspiration, is inspiring. You know, inspiring people to be the best version of themselves that they can be in a way that I can help out, you know? Yeah. And I think that I give my gift away in, you know, different aspects. So I really, you know, I hope I inspire you to, you know, be like a business partner, to be a teacher. I hope our conversations inspire, you know, you to make changes in your life. I know that you definitely have an impact on my life, and I teach English, right? We teach English here. I hope to inspire people to get new jobs, to pass their tests, to feel confidence. In like my mom community, you know, I inspire women to be the best versions of themselves. My babe, my boy, my kid, you know, I hope I can instill, you know, just this lifelong joy for life.
And for I think a lot of that, you know, be the best version of yourself. It's a lot to do with fear, isn't it? Fear, I think, is such a huge, and I'm sure so many people who are listening are thinking, I know where you're coming from when they think of speaking English or, you know, going for that exam or applying for that job or doing the X. It's just fear that holds us back so much. So I think inspiration can help us maybe get through fear. Fear is huge, isn't it?
Fear is an awful thing. But actually, I was actually just doing a little side note here, a course kind of about emotions, positive emotions and negative emotions. And we absolutely need fear in our lives, though.
Yeah, we do.
Fear, you know, fear creates very necessary act in the moment actions that are necessary for survival. So
yeah,
I guess we shouldn't give fear such a bad rap, right?
No, but I think that the fear that we have in our sort of like bodies, which are sort of to help us to run away from sort of like grizzly bears, sometimes can be very helpful because we don't get knocked down by a truck. But I mean, it can also encroach into areas of our lives where we shouldn't be afraid. So fear can also be a bit of a pain in the behind.
Yes. The meaning of English Across the Pond. Why do we do this podcast? What's the meaning of life of English Across the Pond? We'll end with that.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'll answer too. If you want
to. Well,
you
know, we've almost just touched on it, I think. Hopefully to help people relax and have a nice time with English. Of course, to improve their vocabulary and grammar, listening abilities if they become a member, speaking and writing. But to give people the confidence to go forward, to equip people with the English they need to have the confidence to move on. Beat that.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. I love it. I would not really say much different. Obviously, we have the same mission with this podcast, but I'd definitely say the meaning of life at English Across the Pond. You know, we create this podcast for students to have the opportunities. So we create this for opportunities,
nice,
for practice, for feedback, for fluency. Boom, 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 boom. Woo.
It's a wrap.
I need to go start journaling about the meaning of life.
Yeah, I'm going to look up some meaning of life quotes. I'm going to go and conquer something.
We hope that we have inspired you to think about the meaning of life, and we would love to hear what your meaning of life is. Connect with us, say hello, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
All right, and we're going to get into our language focus here, focusing on such a commonly confused grammar point, something I get questions about all the time, something Dan gets questions about, prepositions, and specifically to and for. Today, we're going to be talking about a specific way to utilize the prepositions to and for, how they're similar, how they're different, with some sentence examples. It's really important to make note that to and for can be studied and reviewed in a lot of ways. Sometimes they are fixed parts of an expression or of a verb. So sometimes some verbs always have to or always have for or other prepositions as well. But you can study and improve your preposition knowledge in to and for by looking at common verbs that require to, common verbs that require for. You can look up how to and for is used related to time, to place, to location. And that can kind of give you a hint on it as well. However, today's language focus is focusing on why. Using to and for to give reason and explain why. Of course, because we talked about the reasons of life and why we do what we do. So you want to follow the pattern of using to as part of the infinitive when you are saying why you do something, when you're explaining reason. So in this case, to isn't necessarily a preposition. However, it's the infinitive of purpose. To plus the base verb, the infinitive. So why do you study English? Maybe you say, I study English to have more opportunities. Why do I study? To have more opportunities. I asked Dan, why does he do what he does? Or what's the meaning of life? He says, I do what I do to leave a legacy. Why does he do it? To leave a legacy. That's the infinitive of purpose. And again, in American English, we say the infinitive is to plus the base verb. We can also use for to explain why we do something and to give reason. However, you must note that you do not use for with a verb in this context. When we are saying why and giving reason, we use for plus a noun to say why. So following that same question, why do you study English? Maybe you say, I study English for my job. Preposition for plus the noun my job, saying why. Why do we create this podcast? Well, we create it for practice, for opportunities, for students, for review. And that is, again, for plus the noun saying why. We are going to be giving more sentence examples, practice, and some further explanation in our study plan and in the grammar focus of our gold membership materials this month. If you want to practice a little bit more of two and four, if you want to improve your speaking and your writing using two and four, and the topic of today, then we encourage you to sign up for gold membership. Remember, you can sign up on our website. Just head over to englishacrossthepond.com and we will help you even more with your English. Why would you join Gold Membership? To improve your English fluency and to have more confident English. And with that, I will leave you. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. See you soon.